Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Social Blend. I am Gracie.
And I'm George.
You guys, oh my god, I'm been dying all fucking day. I'm so hungover. Oh my god.
I love how that's how we start the pod. We have so much to discuss. Like, seriously, like, you're like, not bro, well.
No, but like, for real though, So a couple of my friends are all in this band together, and they did two sets last night at Pet Shop. And Pet Shop is the place where I go like literally all the fucking time. And
so if you guys ever want to see Gracie, just go to Pet Shop.
Yeah, because I'm probably there for sure. But yeah.
No, it's
and
been,
so
it's
like
been
it was really
week.
Really fucking fun, like all of my friends were there, literally everybody I love, and like it was just so awesome. But unfortunately I haven't really been eating a lot, and I didn't drink a lot of water, so I drank a lot of tequila. I think I had like four tequilas at Pet Shop, and then I definitely had a High Life or two, and then I had like two White Claws. So I had like eight drinks. I was fucking drunk. It was really, really fun though. It was like one of the best nights. But yeah.
I love that. And that was last night?
Last night. Everybody who I was with last night has been like texting me like, I'm hungover.
I'm it's like, hard.
Bitch, me fucking too.
But like, I always say like being hungover on a Friday is fine for me because like it's the weekend, you have that one day and it's like, and you're good to go.
I know.
I always say if it's any day, let it be a Thursday where you get it.
I love a good Thursday night out though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, they're always fun. They're always fun.
Yeah.
Also,
like,
guys,
I was also out on Tuesday and a little bit on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely need to slow down a little bit. I am.
Yeah, maybe next week. Just vibe alone.
Well, yeah, just tonight I might stay in. But we'll see,
and that's
because
the hard
I just
part.
Ran into Charles, and Charles was like, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'll come out. What are you doing? Yeah. So maybe we'll see.
And that's the hard thing about living in like a city, because you see everybody all the time. So it's hard not to like want to go out.
No, I know.
Yeah. Also, guys, this is a live episode, so we're recording this on Friday. It's out on Friday.
Yeah. So it's Friday the 13th too, you guys.
Yes, it's Friday the 13th. I guess who's playing Jason? Or is it Freddy?
I don't know. Same
Friday
thing.
The 13th. I don't know. Listen, like, yeah. I don't really know
whatever
scary movies. But anyway.
But what I was gonna say though,
yes,
to wrap
finish.
This up.
Yes.
So because I was so hungover today. And it was, I didn't really drink enough water either. And yesterday I didn't drink enough water.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and drink this entire water during the podcast. So we're going to see if I can do it. It's 33.8 fluid ounces.
Oh.
And I have about an hour, a little over an hour to do this.
Yeah.
So we'll check in. We'll check in a little bit, see what my progress is. But I'm definitely going to try to drink this entire thing. So
I think you got it. It's, you know, drinking water can be difficult, but once you do it, you're going to feel so much better. I always like my body tells me when I need water. Like I start getting like a little nauseous, and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to drink.
I need water.
So, yeah. Like I need water, but
yeah.
Yeah. No, so Gracie,
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I used to drink a lot more water, but you know.
Gracie had a very, very, very hectic week and weekend because she was celebrating her birthday.
Right. So last week we recorded on a Monday and my birthday was 2 days after that.
Yes.
So.
And we went out.
Yes. Georgie and Ryan came on up to Jersey City and we went to Pet Shop. My parents were there. My brother was there for a little bit. A couple of other good friends came. They stopped by and, you know, it was a really, really nice night. I had a lot of fun. And then I got to see one of my other really good friends, like for like a hot second at the end of the night, which was nice. And yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. And I love how everything's so close there, but it was.
Yeah, oh, it's great.
It was perfect. I love the backyard area. Like that backyard area is so nice. I didn't know it was there. Cause the last time we were there, I forgot. Well, I've been there a few times, but.
Yeah. For my birthdays.
Yeah, literally. But the last time it was raining, so we didn't go back there. And then the other time.
Oh, really? When was that? Oh, yeah.
I forgot. Was it?
I remember.
Was it fucking Cinco de Mayo? I don't know. Whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we did brunch. So, yeah, but it is nice there. The backyard's very nice.
Right. No, yeah. And then, then Saturday. I had like my gathering, my little party that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've been putting party in quotes, like I'm like air quotes when I say it, because it was just like all of my friends who I'm normally at Pet Shop and Lucky's with on a Saturday night.
Right.
With me at Pet Shop and Lucky's plus friends who are not from Jersey City.
Right.
So it was fun. I was having a really good time and then I kind of like got really overstimulated. And then by the time we got to Lucky's, I was like, fine. I got home. I like got in an Uber home at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Because
but that's fun. It looks so fun.
Noonie had dropped me off at home.
Yeah.
After we were all at Lucky's and we closed Lucky's. Like the lights were on, you know, last call, lights were on, like kicking everybody out, whatever. Oh my God. But Nas made the entire bar sing happy birthday to me.
I saw that. I love that.
It was
that.
Amazing. It was incredible. Oh my God.
And that was at Lucky's?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. It was amazing. But so then Noonie dropped me off at home at like, it was like 3:15 and my friend calls me and they're like, what are you doing? Like, come over. And I was like, all right, fuck it. So I go over there and we like smoked a couple cigs, smoked a J, drank a little bit and watched Twin Peaks. And then at 5:30, I went in the Uber and I got my ass
home. Wow. That is so crazy.
I know. I was like, damn.
But that's fun. So I was invited to this party, but I was telling Gracie I couldn't because, well, I was thinking of going, but now that I went, there was no fucking way of me going. I went to see Nicki Minaj.
Right. Yeah. Well, Saturday. But that's why Georgie and Ryan had come out.
That's why I came out before. Yeah.
On Wednesday because they were going to this concert.
Yes. So it was so good. Like Nicki is just one of those freaking artists. Yeah. Like she is amazing. Her like she had a few openers. So she had Bia. She had a girl that sings Whole Lot of Money.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. There's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Okay.
Maybe. So, oh, no, wait. Did she? I think actually I do know who that is because I think she was on a song with Kali Uchis.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was. Okay. Yeah. So her.
I think it's Flight 22, maybe. I don't know.
Something like that. But yeah, so she opened for Nicki. Then they had the DJ. The DJ was playing all the songs that Nicki wasn't going to sing because she just has too many songs. The whole arena was up the whole time. It was so much fun. She was amazing. I had a lot of fun and I'm happy I got to see her. Because she's a legend, but
yeah, no, that's was that your first time seeing her?
So technically, it's my second. The first time was a Tidal. Remember Tidal, the streaming service?
Yes.
So they
people still use that.
Oh, they do. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm like making fun of it. Like they are done. Anyway, so Tidal streaming service had a show, and it was like Beyonce, Lauryn Hill, Jay-Z.
Oh shit!
It was a big lineup.
That's cool.
And so they only got to perform for like 10 minutes. It wasn't like their whole set. So I did see Nikki, but I didn't get to see her headline. Like this, she just was like doing that tour with them.
Right.
So this is her my first time seeing her headlining, but amazing. Okay. She was great. So that was on, what day was that? That was Saturday. So I went to go see her event and she was amazing. Then Monday comes along and my friend is like, hey, do you want to see Kacey Musgraves? Who I love. Oh Kacey Musgraves. Oh my God,
just randomly?
Randomly. And I was like, I guess, like, should we go? Should we not? We ended up fucking going. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Kacey was amazing. I loved her two albums, and then her one album came out and I hated it. It came out during COVID and I just could not. I hated every
Which
song.
Which one?
Justified.
Oh my God. No, I love Justified.
You love Justified? Oh my God.
Yeah, the song is so good, but I also love Camera Roll. It's so sad. Okay, so
I do like Justified, the song itself. Okay. I do like that song. But okay, the rest, but then, I didn't like it.
Camera Roll's so good, though.
Okay.
It's so sad, but it's so good.
But then Deeper Well came out.
Oh my God. The album's really good.
Oh my God. Like, that album, amazing. Amazing. So I'm back on the wagon again.
Okay.
I was like,
we love that.
Yeah, we love that. So then everyone's messaging me like, I love her. You should have told me. I'm like, guys, this was last minute. Like, sorry. Like,
right.
So,
yeah.
And my one friend who loves country, Stephanie, I'm sorry. You probably listened to this. I'm so sorry. I was like, the whole time I was like, oh my gosh, Stephanie's going to kill me because she loves Kacey Musgraves also. So, but it was so random, but we had a lot of fun. It was right in Newark and
okay, cool. And where was the Nicki Minaj concert in the city?
That was at MSG. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, no. It was honestly, MSG is way better because it's right under, like, Penn Station underneath.
Right. You just, yeah.
So it's the best. So,
yeah,
you know, that's it. We got dinner and then we went to the show. So
love that.
And that's honestly been my life update. That's pretty much it.
What else do I have? I don't know.
Did you go to see Beetlejuice or no?
No, not yet. But I'll probably watch it when it comes out and I'll watch it at home, you know?
Okay. So I did see it. I saw it yesterday.
How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I loved it. I love that the cast came back. I love that the story was new and fresh. A lot of people said it was great, and then a lot of people said it was okay. I thought it was amazing. I really, like, I loved how they still kept it kind of quirky, like the grass. You know how, like, in 1988.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God, you've never seen the original?
No, I have to watch it.
Oh, it's so good. All right.
I know.
But they kept that same kind of vibe to it. I loved it.
Okay, we like that.
It was so good. Yeah. It was the perfect sequel to a movie. Like, I have nothing but good things to say about it. I loved it.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we'll have to see it.
Yeah, definitely go see it. Or, I mean, wait, because guys, why the fuck does it cost $17 or $18 to watch a movie?
That's why I'm going to wait until I can watch it at home.
Like, I almost died. I was like, wait, $18 to go see a movie? It's disgusting. What happened to, like, the $5 Tuesdays or like, the, you know, $11? Like, come on. It's expensive.
It's disgusting, for sure. It's crazy.
But that's that. But, yeah, definitely everyone go see Beetlejuice if you haven't, the second one. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I think that's, but, yeah, I think I don't, I definitely have to watch it. I will.
Yeah. It's good.
But, yeah.
And even,
I don't think I, oh, even, go ahead.
No, even the 1988 version is good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, what was I going to say? I don't know. I think that's all my updates, though, for me. How about you?
Okay. That's honestly it. I'm chewing right now. I made the best mushroom chicken ever.
It's chicken that's made from mushrooms.
It's chicken that's made from mushrooms. It was delicious. I made a whole batter. Oh my gosh. I've been eating today. I'm obsessed.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Let's get into some reality TV.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
But let's do a water check.
Oh yeah, water check. Oh, you're doing good.
No, I'm not.
Chug it up. I'll chug it up with you. This is our water break. Oh my God. I love water sometimes.
It splashed into my nose. I'm an idiot.
That's a huge water jug. I will say that.
I told you it's 33.8 fluid ounces.
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm not playing around. But yeah. So let's get into reality TV.
Okay. So should we start with the first one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So Dancing with the Stars, season 33.
Okay. The cast we want to discuss.
Yes. So
I've only seen one person who's, you know, it's Anna Delvey, the scammer. What did they call her?
Yeah, Anna Delvey, what is she? She's something. Internet scammer? No, she's...
Let's see. All right.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up now.
I'm looking it up, too. So who else is in the cast? Because okay. I don't know.
So Michelle has not. Yeah, so as you say it, Phaedra Parks from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, she is also going to be on it.
Who?
Phaedra Parks. She's from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So she's a lawyer, businesswoman, and she also starred on The Real Housewives of Atlanta for 7 seasons. We also have Danny Amendola, and Danny is a former NFL player who won 2 Super Bowls in his career for the New England Patriots. Wow. Next is Joey Grazide. He's a tennis coach. He first joined Bachelor Nation as a runner-up.
Okay.
On season 28. Oh, no, he then led to season 28 of The Bachelor. So he was a bachelor and he was on The Bachelorette. Okay. Iona Marr, who is a professional rugby player who helped the U.S. women's rugby team to a bronze medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics. I remember her because she's very like...
Who?
This woman, Iona Marr, she's very built. Like, she's very muscular. Okay. So everyone, a lot of people were like trashy. And I'm like, okay. Like, a woman could be muscular. So she actually ended up going on the Sports Illustrated. So that was great.
Okay.
Next is Chandler Kinney. Chandler is an actress.
Okay.
He played the zombie in the Zombies franchise for Disney Channel. I don't really remember her, but okay. Anna Delvey. So she's also known as the Notoria. Oh, fake heir. Fake heiress.
Yes. I don't remember that. I don't remember that. Like there was something that they were calling her.
And they also did the Netflix series. But there wasn't.
I just looked it up.
Yeah, that's it. So she also did the Netflix series Inventing Anne. Or like...
Yeah, it was about her life.
It was about her. Next, Eric Roberts, who's an actor known for Kings of Gypsy. Eric Roberts.
Oh, that's Julia Roberts' brother. Emma Roberts' dad.
What?
Yeah, and it's Emma Roberts' dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brooks Nader, who's a model who appeared in the pages of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Issue numerous times.
Okay.
Next is Reginald Bell Johnson.
Oh, Reginald Bell Johnson. Yeah, come on. From Die Hard and from...
Oh, my God! From Family Matters.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He looks different. Okay. Next, Tori Spelling, who everyone knows Tori Spelling, who's best known for Beverly Hills, 90210.
Jinx.
Next is Jen Tran, who was also on The Bachelorette.
Okay, yes.
Dwight Howard, who is a professional basketball player.
We know who that is.
In the NBA. Steven Nederick.
Who's that?
He was a national prominence at the 2024 Paris Olympics.
Okay, and is that it?
And that's it, guys. That's the whole cast. So
that's a pretty good cast.
Yeah, so it starts Tuesday, September 17th, which is this coming up Tuesday, and it will premiere on ABC and Disney Plus with episodes streaming on Hulu the next day. This is not a sponsored ad. Like, why did I say that like it was an ad?
No, you literally did. You literally did.
So that's that. Next, we have Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Finally. So, you want to take it?
Yeah, you guys, they, like, we were all speculating, and, like, everybody I know who watches the show, we'd all been speculating that, like, it was going to be canceled because, you know, they did that thing where they, like, showed everybody through the years or whatever. Yeah. And, like, it seemed like they might end it, but they are actually going to be filming this fall. And they're also filming, because nobody works at Sur anymore.
Yeah.
They're going to be filming, like, another show with the new employees at Sur.
Right.
Honestly, I feel like that one might do better than Vanderpump. Because, like, we kind of want to see that now.
And
again.
It's also going to have fresh faces, and it's going to have, like, people work. It's, like, going to be the new generation of Sur. I am excited for that. So we'll see what happens there. Now, in regards to Vanderpump coming back, who do you think, like, what do you think the cast will look like?
I think Katie and Ariana are done.
You think?
Why does Ariana need it?
Well,
she was on Broadway.
Right. Now, here's another thing. Allegedly, they waited for her to finish up Love Island to then move on and do Vanderpump Rules.
No, and then Broadway, too, because she went back. Like, after Love Island, she went, after when she was in Fiji, she went back.
Oh, shit.
To Dancing with the Stars. I mean, I'm not Dancing with the Stars. To Chicago. To Broadway. And did another, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She ended on September 1st.
Oh, shit. Okay, so, yeah, that kind of changes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. I mean, I can see them coming back, but I could also, like you just said, I can see them leaving as well.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I see Lala and Shayna leaving.
Especially Lala and Shayna.
Yeah, Shayna, especially since they're currently filming The Valley.
Oh, yeah, because they went to The Valley.
Yeah, so I can see that happening. And I think everyone else is going to stay. That's
yeah.
my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Tom Sandoval is not giving that up. That's his only platform.
But, and I feel like after this season, they're all making well over $1 million for the season. Just because of how good... how many viewers they got.
I know, but this season was like, it was a bummer. Like, it wasn't even that good.
Oh, I hated this season. Hated it. It was horrible. I did not like it at all. Like, it was boring to me. There was no,
it was like, boring. There was really nothing interesting. I felt like they were forcing everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They wanted to force it for the drama, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, I'm really excited for Summer House to come back. I know we have to wait, like,
forever,
9 months, but...
Yeah, they have officially wrapped, and...
yes, because they're done on Labor Day.
Yes, yeah, they're done at the end of August, yeah. So, I'm excited, especially because Lindsay's pregnant. I'm excited to see how that works out.
I know, but I also heard some rumors about Jesse Solomon.
I also heard something too. Yeah.
And I know somebody who went to college with him and said that he's like a fuck boy.
Damn.
And yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, we'll see it. Listen, you could be on shows and you could be someone that you're not, but you will always, your real self will always come out.
Yeah, no, for
sure. At one point, for sure. That's exciting though. I'm excited for Summer House. Now, here's my thing.
Oh my God. Also, Salt Lake City in 5 days.
Holy shit. Wait, so it's going to be out Thursdays? What day is it? Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe we have to wait till Wednesday.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. I love those bitches. I can't wait. Now,
I know.
I think after the season, though, of Summer House, I think Lindsay should become a Real Housewife of New York.
Yes.
Because now she's pregnant. She has a man.
She's gonna have a kid.
They're having a baby together. And he seems very wealthy. I think this is the perfect way to have her exit. The
transition.
Yeah, from Summer House onto the Real Housewives.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And people would watch that. Like, because she's crazy. Like, she's the best. Like, I love her. I stan her every day.
I know. We love her.
So that's great.
Yeah. Danielle left, though.
Yes, Danielle's gone. We talked
about that before.
Yes, it was her time. Like, sorry. Like, allegedly she's going to make appearances, of course.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Because she loves the spotlight. But we'll see.
That bitch cannot be okay.
Now, did you hear about the secret lives of Mormon wives?
No, what's that?
It's on Hulu, and
is
it's
it
about
trying to compete with
Salt Lake City?
With Salt Lake, okay, you can't beat Salt Lake. Are you serious?
But I guess allegedly it is crazy, and it's on Hulu, and it is in Utah. So there are women in Utah, and guess what the hell they just found out?
What?
So, do you remember Angie Harrington from Salt Lake? Okay. Her ex-husband is currently married to Demi from the new Hulu series, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
No fucking way. So wait, her husband, he's like a little bigger?
I don't know if it's him or if it was someone before him.
And they have the transgender child.
Yes.
She was always a little, Angie was always a little cray.
Yeah, Angie was crazy. I liked her. I thought she was really pretty, but I was like, I don't know. And then the fact that, like, they got to, like, her and Lisa were best friends for all these years, and they got into one fight about, like,
The catering?
Oh, my gosh.
Lisa was being a bitch, though, about that.
No, Lisa was.
That was fucked up.
I love her.
Lisa, come on, girl. Get over it.
Get over it. But yeah, so now I'm so tempted to watch it. Like, I'm so excited. I'm going to start watching it now. So.
I know. I might. Honestly, I might check it out.
Yeah.
Why are you waving? Okay. All right, you guys. Well, I think that wraps it up for reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there really hasn't been much, but.
But, you know, because nothing's been on.
Yeah, nothing's really on. But now that the fall is starting, it's creeping up on us. It's all going to pop up.
Things are going to be coming back. It's going to be good. It's going to be so great. I can't fucking wait for Salt Lake City.
I'm excited.
And, we will have much more to discuss. And the podcast will be.
A Salt Lake City podcast.
Livelier. Yeah, livelier and more, you know, whatever.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So Run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your goalie gummies today.
All right, you guys, we are back. And we're ready to finish. George, party. That was a great ad read.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Reading that ad.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I wanted to say something really
quick. Put the mic closer to, yeah.
All right. I wanted to say something also that's been going on with me that I forgot about. So I finished Sex and the City last night.
Oh.
I was really drunk. So I'm probably going to need to watch it again.
Right.
Like, I had to go like this, close one eye so I could see. I'm going to, like, rewatch the last few episodes, I think.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to need a little refresher.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to watch the movies.
Okay.
And then I'm going to watch And Just Like That.
Oh, okay, that was my next question. I was like, does that include And Just Like That? Or? Yeah.
So I'm finishing the original series. I started, like, a couple years ago, and then I never finished.
Got it.
And then my friend came over and was like, put on Sex and the City. And we shit on Mr. Big for a little bit. And then he full on fell asleep on my couch for like 45 minutes. Just took a nap. So,
yeah.
I was like, I've been watching it ever since then. So.
Okay. Also, guys, if you hear a little static, we don't know what to do. So.
Also, I don't hear any more static. So I think it'll be okay. There might be like some feedback. I'm trying to keep the mic away from the laptop.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, that's good though. Wow. How many seasons of Sex and the City is there?
I think it was 6.
Okay. Okay. That's not horrible. Plus the movies and then Just Like That. Wow. So that's going to be, yeah. All right.
My friend though, the one who took a nap on my couch, I was like, I think I'm a Samantha. Who are you? And he was like, I'm a Carrie. And I was like, oh, so you couldn't help but wonder.
And I couldn't help but wonder.
And just like that, they were a couple.
That's so funny. I like that. I've never really watched it. I've never really felt like watching it. I don't know.
Right.
I've always just been like indifferent with it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. That's no, a lot of people do. I just found out my mom used to watch it. She's like, oh my God, yeah, I used to watch it. I'm like, oh.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah,
of course she did.
Yeah, of course she did.
With
pop culture, we have a lot.
Pop culture.
Yeah.
You guys, the VMAs were last night. No, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, yeah.
Wednesday night.
So
I didn't watch them, but I might.
I also didn't watch them either, but I did like watch clips and stuff like that. It was it seemed like a good show.
Yeah.
But
you
know, I just don't have time anymore. Like, I'm not gonna sit there and watch an award show. I don't care that Taylor Swift is gonna win every award. Like, I'm just I just don't really.
Yeah, she's probably gonna get the Vanguard Award soon.
Yeah, I just feel like if she is gonna be there, she's guaranteed an award. I know her management is calling saying she's not coming unless she wins at least one or two awards. So and that's just that.
Yeah.
And those are just facts. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and just like that.
And just like that, she wins all the awards. She won every, like, big-time award. Like, Video of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year. Like, all the big ones. I'm like, okay. I'm like, and they needed people to watch.
Know.
Yeah, whatever. It's
crazy, yeah.
But Sabrina Carpenter.
She's probably going to get the Vanguard soon, so.
Yeah, exactly. But Sabrina Carpenter did really good. She had a great set. I loved the songs that she chose. And
what did she sing?
She sang, she started off with Please, Please, Please.
Oh, so good.
And then she did Taste, and then she ended it with Espresso.
Okay.
So it was a nice, like, melody. Yeah, it was nice.
A nice medley, you mean?
Medley. Oh, I'm sorry, not melody. Melody is melody is what, like a song that like you, you're like, oh, and it has a nice melody to it.
But so I have been listening to the album. Bad Chem is so good.
Oh, love that song.
Oh, and Sharpest Tool is good too.
Okay, I never got into that one.
Oh, that one's good. Which is the one about her and Olivia Rodrigo or whoever?
Taste, and that's Camila Cabello.
Oh, it's about Camila Cabello. Okay.
They all performed at the award show.
True.
Camila Cabello performed.
Okay.
Sabrina Carpenter performed.
Okay.
And Shawn Mendes performed. They were all in the building together singing about each other. I'm like, that's, okay.
I kind of like that.
No, that's kind of iconic. Like, I want my exes to be on the fucking, in the arena while I'm singing about them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, and talking about her, her album was number one. So congratulations to Sabrina Carpenter. Well deserved.
It's good.
Amazing album. I mean, come on now. So
yeah.
And yeah, the only other song from her that I liked, like out of this, was when she put out that song Sue Me, and I just loved it. It was like such a fun
that one.
It's a fun song.
Is that on this album?
No, it's from one of her older albums. And okay. I have it on so many playlists.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones on Emails I Can't Send.
Yes. Like, I think that one's on
Heather
that.
Is so good. Nonsense.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. That album was great. Yeah. But yeah. So congratulations to her. It's really, you know, nice, and you know, hard work really pays off. She's been doing this for a long time. So now also, as we're talking about this, how are we feeling about all the pop girls coming to the forefront? We have Chapel. We have Sabrina Carpenter. Charlie XCX has come and gone and then come again. So, you know, I like that the pop is coming back a little bit. Wait, I can't hear you. No.
About now?
Yeah.
Pop moment for sure.
Yeah, it's great.
I like it.
Yeah, no, me too. Now, the one thing is Chapel Ronan was on the red carpet, and she was getting her photos taken, and this photographer, like, said something to another photographer, and Chapel thought he was saying it to her, and she told him to shut the fuck up, and I was like, oh.
Oh, my God. Wait, what's her sign? Let's look it up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's look it up, because she's giving fire sign, but...
Absolutely.
But it's also giving an earth sign.
Hold on.
Let's see. Okay, this girl.
I got it.
Oh, she's a Pisces.
She's a Pisces. Hey, I want to know. She's a Pisces. It's water.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, she's a fucking Pisces.
She's got to have fire in her big three. I'm looking.
She has to.
If we have her birth chart.
That's it. I love the fact that we're going to fucking look this up. No, because we have to. Because when I watched her say that, I was like, oh.
Okay.
I was like, oh, she has to be a fire sign.
Pisces sun, okay. Sag moon, and
there we go.
Libra rising.
There we fucking go. But Libras are usually calm.
I know, but... Damn, that's crazy.
That is insane. But yeah, we were right. She is a fire sign. One of her signs are fire.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. But yeah, so I thought that was wild. I was like, oh, I was like, are you cursing out the guy and nothing happened? Because at first I thought he said something to her, and then the audio came out and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. Oh, but man. I mean, you know, she is so young. Like, she, you know, she's just trying to get through all this. So next on our list, how do you feel about Kendrick Lamar not hosting but performing at the Super Bowl this year?
That's very cool.
Okay, so fun fact, I guess
I like that because I feel like it's just honestly like, fuck you, Drake. No, we're all done with you.
Oop. And that's exactly where I come into play. So yeah. So I can't stand Drake, but anyway, Lil Wayne, it was either going to be Kendrick or Lil Wayne.
Wait, how do you know?
Because Nicki went crazy on Instagram. Okay. Nicki Minaj went off on everybody on Instagram. Also, fun fact, guys, I bought a shirt that said "They'll never make me hate you" at the Nicki concert, and I was like, "Well, it's time to put that shirt on because she's going off on everybody." But yeah, so Kendrick got it, and now they're all mad because they're like, "Really? Like, this was Lil Wayne's hometown. He wanted to do it so bad. Like, he was gonna bring everybody up." Blah blah blah.
Right.
So, like, I get it each way, but at the same time, I love Kendrick Lamar. Like, he is such a great rapper. He's so poetic. Like, oh my gosh. Like, his first album coming out when we were in high school, like, that shit really popped off. So
yeah, that one was really good.
You know, it's that kind of thing. It's hard because I love Kendrick. I love Lil Wayne. I love Nicki. But but it is what it is. But yeah, so Nicki was going off. Everyone started going off. But she's not mad at Kendrick. She loves Kendrick Lamar. She's like, and I respect Kendrick Lamar. And good for him. He deserves everything he gets. Like, he's amazing. She's like, right. Fuck you, Jay-Z.
Why?
I know. And she said, she didn't say it, but basically she said, and Beyonce, don't get involved in this.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're friends. I'm like, Nicki, what are you doing, girl? But at the same time, I get it. When it's someone that you love, like, you know, you're going to go off. But yeah, we'll see what happens in regards to that. That's like kind of a mess. But yeah, Kendrick Lamar will be performing this year at the halftime show.
Okay.
Next, we have, I mean, to add to Beetlejuice.
Okay.
The second movie. The movie hit number one in the box office.
It three times. Where is it?
Oh, that's right. It hit $110 million opening weekend, which is the second biggest opening in the history.
Really? What was before it? What's better than that?
I don't know. Oh my God, I'm not that good of a reporter. I don't know what was before that, but yeah, it was the second biggest, so that was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I had to throw that in there. Next, New York Fashion Week is currently happening.
Okay.
I want to go so bad. Now,
I know. How do you get in?
Would you go if you were invited?
Yeah.
And would you walk if they asked you to?
Yeah.
Okay. Same.
Obviously, I would.
That's my thing. I'm like, how do you get in? Like, how do we go to these shows? Like, last year, a friend's friend was walking the show. And she said, if you guys want to come, they're free. Like, I'll give you free tickets. But...
seriously?
Now I regret not going. But it was during a time I probably like didn't have enough money. I was like, you know what? I'm so like low on funds this week that like I can't even go to New York. Like there's no way. It sucks. It sucks. Oh my God. Now I'm like, I should have fucking went. But anyway, it's fine. It's fine.
I know.
But maybe let's make it our goal next New York Fashion Week.
Yes. Like, definitely.
Try to watch one at least and go in like cute outfits. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I could just.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that would be really fun. Yeah. So maybe let's make that a.
Yes.
A goal. Next, we have season 50 of SNL airing this September.
I cannot believe it's been 10 years since the 40th.
Isn't that crazy? Is that fucking crazy? So anyway, who would your dream host and musical guest be?
I want Donald Glover again doing double duty.
Really? Okay. I like that. I think I would like, who would I like? I think let's give Lana Del Rey another chance because she was the musical performer years ago.
Yeah.
Let's give her another shot. And then who would be... I love Kristen Wiig. Like, throw Kristen Wiig on the opening, honestly.
Here's what I think they might be doing. Because they've announced, like, three new cast members.
Yes, I saw that.
But, and of course, there's a white man involved. You know Lorne Michaels loves him a white man. I think, here's my prediction. That they're going to have all the hosts this year.
Mm-hmm.
And musical guests, since it's the 50th, which is crazy.
Crazy.
Be like old cast members who are really famous and doing things right now, or like long time favorite hosts. Like, I don't think they're gonna squander this season.
I would love that.
Have like mid ass hosts, like whatever.
I would actually love that. Like,
and you know what? It's also an election year, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So there's definitely gonna be a lot of election stuff.
Yes, you're so right.
At least for the next couple of months. But I also think it's gonna be like a big year. Like, it's gonna be a banger year. Like, I think it's gonna be good because it's the 50th. Like, they're stupid if they fuck it up.
Right. They have to do it good. They have to like go off.
And then another disappointing prediction. I don't think it's going to be true, but it's like out there. They end SNL after this season, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Shut the fuck up.
But that would be crazy. No, that's definitely not happening. But that would be crazy. Right?
No, that would be crazy. But this, like, I used to love SNL. I used to watch it all the time. I love it still. Like, I'll watch it here and there, but like, it's not as amazing as it once was. And it all depends on who's the host. Thank you.
The host.
It really all depends on that.
I'll watch it anyway.
Say cheese. Like, love. My God, you look so skinny.
I lost like 10 pounds on accident, you guys.
No, that's insane. I'm like, where the fuck is that? Like,
because when I had COVID, I had like horrible diarrhea and it fucked up my stomach for a while. And so I couldn't really eat.
TMI.
I didn't have an appetite.
Yeah.
And that's so honestly, like, that's my goals, appetite's though. Slowly starting to come back, but it's still rough.
Okay. Yeah, that's
But goals. We're trying. Yeah. So, you know, but I feel good.
No, that's good. That's good. But yeah, so let's see what happens with the 50th of SNL. Yeah. That would be crazy if they just ended, though, after that. But also...
No, I don't think they will, though, but it would be nuts.
It would be nuts, but also, like, ending it on a high note. I always like when shows end on high notes because when it's too late... Like, I was so sad with Parks and Rec ending, and I was so sad with, like... Schitt's Creek and stuff like that.
No,
but sometimes like it's good when they end at the peak than like being canceled, you know, by like the network, you know.
Oh, so, absolutely.
It's that kind, it's a hard thing. It's so hard, but it is what it is.
No, I know.
Yeah. So the last thing we have for today is in pop culture. Is Selena Gomez officially becoming a billionaire thanks to Rare Beauty Cosmetics?
I didn't see that.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Yeah, she's officially a billionaire.
Yeah, that's crazy. Good for her.
Yeah, so.
Good for her,
yeah. I'll never forget, do you know Trisha Paytas?
Yes.
Okay, she has her own podcast. And she was like, oh my God, I wonder if she called Rare Beauty Cosmetics Rare Beauty because she has that rare disease.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
maybe.
Trisha, that was
she probably
so...
did, though.
You think? I don't know. I thought that was so crazy. I'm like, she did not just say that, but.
Yeah. No, that's.
Yeah. And that's it, guys. That's literally pop culture. We have so much. A lot was going on this week.
I know.
So
I feel like, you know what, we're gonna be way more lively once like the Real Housewives comes back.
Yeah, and I feel like we are alive. We
and also
are
guys,
alive.
I was violently hungover.
Yeah. Gracie is doing this very hungover. So right after this, she's going to sleep because
no, I think I'm gonna go out with Charles later.
Oh my gosh. All right, it's fine. I don't even care about sleep. I don't even care if I sleep. How about that?
Oh my God, literally me.
Gracie. A quote by Gracie. And then last to end the pod, what is your weekly hyperfixation?
Going to the bar.
Okay, mine is going to be Bada Bibu.
A Biba Doobie?
Yeah.
not you saying baba dee boo. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Anyway, you guys, dying. I'm done. I'm not, I don't even want to know why.
Oh my God.
I want to give a shout out to Liz Lavelle.
Yes. We love her.
She says she listens to the podcast every week.
Oh, we love you, Liz.
And she likes it a lot. So,
oh, good.
We love you, Liz. Thank you.
We love you. The best. Of the best.
Adam, you haven't given us any compliments in a while. You've moved down to number two on our list. Liz is number one.
And you're done.
And you're.
And you're canceled.
Watch it, or you might be number five.
Ooh. Yeah. And I'm just going to say at the end of this podcast, high heels on my tippies. And that's it. So, guys.
Am I supposed to complete the.
And that completes the pod right there.
Oh, my God. Wait. We have to do a water check-in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How's your check? Oh. She's almost done. She's racking it in. She's chugging and chugging away. It's so hard.
You know what? I did it. And I think I did about.
No, you did really good. In 1 hour? That's crazy.
I'm going to pee so much. I'm going to pee so much today.
My gosh. That's really good, though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I almost did it, guys. Wait, I got to do it.
I love. Yeah, just do it. You're almost done. She's almost there. Water just hits different. Like, I freaking love
it. Yeah, we did it, boys.
Wow. Good for you. And that's good. That was in 1 hour. You got all that water. That's amazing.
I fucking did it. All right.
Hangover gone.
Never hungover again.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We will
love
see you all next week. We love you so much. Right. And, Salt Lake City next week. So we'll be discussing that.
Thank God.
Okay. Awesome. Bye.